With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. 8 people have been killed, many more injured. But Florida residents are thankful that Hurricane Milton was not as bad as had been feared.
People are pretty pleased with the way Florida does this. And it's not our first rodeo. I mean, we had Helene a couple of weeks ago and numerous storms over the past 3 to 5 years. So I think people are used to it. They know what to expect. And they are pretty happy.
Roger P. Shulman is news director for Salem Media in Tampa, and he adds heroic rescues have been carried out by many first responders.
An apartment complex suddenly started flooding in a flash flood, and they were getting calls that people were having trouble getting out. They finally got there and found that some of these apartments, they had water up to the ceiling. And they had to get these people out. They rescued 500 people from this complex.
Also at SRNnews.com, Milton's rampage is not swaying leaders who oppose returning to Washington to approve billions of dollars for disaster assistance.
President Joe Biden on Thursday said lawmakers should return to Capitol Hill immediately from their pre-election recess, echoing pleas from both Republican and Democratic lawmakers from the afflicted states. But despite questions about the solvency of the Federal Emergency Management Agency's disaster fund, House Speaker Mike Johnson and top appropriators insist the agency can manage its fine with the $20.3 billion that Congress freed up for it late last month. Biden has largely backed statements from FEMA officials saying the agency has the resources needed to support recovery efforts after Helene and Milton. Even in a letter he wrote to congressional leaders Friday, Biden's request was for action, quote, after the Congress comes back into session on November 12th. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Americans will see a 2.5% increase in benefits in January when the new cost of living adjustment is added to Social Security payments, but many say it is simply not enough. This is SRN News. A lot of believers may not be voting in November.
According to new projections from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University, about 32 million self-identified Christians are unlikely to cast a ballot for anybody on Election Day. In fact, tens of millions of Americans of all stripes are expected to skip the vote. ACU researchers say, quote, the most common reason offered by two-thirds of the non-voters was a lack of interest in politics and elections. General interest in this election is down sharply from 2020. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Cohen Center for Modern Jewish Studies says 15% of non-Jewish students on American college campuses express extreme hostility toward Israel. They deny its right to exist at all. Another group of students, also 15%, is willing to endorse explicitly anti-Jewish beliefs. This is SRN News. South Korea's central bank cutting its policy rate for the first time in more than 4 years.
The rate cut comes as pressure to revive a sluggish economy outweighs concerns about the country's level of household debt. The Bank of Korea lowered its key interest rate by a quarter percentage point to 3.25% following a meeting of its Monetary Policy Committee. It was the committee's first move to lower borrowing costs since May 2020, when the economy was weathering the COVID-19 pandemic.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Now, the bank raised the rate by a quarter percentage point in August of 2021 over concerns about inflation and soaring household debt, driven in part by skyrocketing house prices and then froze rates for more than 3 years. Wall Street, at this hour, the Dow is up more than 430 points. More details at srnnews.com.